This is Plaidcast Junior. I'm Piper Clem, publisher of the Plaid Horse magazine. And on today's episode, we are going to continue our reading of Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure. I hope you'll come join us a few times a week. And if you like what you hear, all 5 Showstride's books are currently available on Amazon.
The Plaid Horse presents Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure, by Piper Clem and Rennie Dyball. Read by the author, Rennie Dyball. Chapter 12. That Friday, Tally went straight to the barn from school for her last lesson before the horse show. By the time they started jumping, she was pretty sure it was the best lesson she'd had in a long time. "That's it, Tally, great. You're figuring him out now," said Ryan as they jumped into a line. "Just keep that canter to your oxer." Tally felt a click with Cam that she was pretty sure only happened when a horse was as good and as special as this one. The adjustment period had been so much shorter with him than with her other rides. Maybe that was part of what made him a packer. Turning left and lining up the final oxer of their course, Tally felt the urge to cut her turn, something she did when she was anxious or excited to get to a jump. She reminded herself to count her rhythm. "You got a little excited there, didn't you?" Ryan asked. "Mind reader." "He's a lot of fun, I know, but don't rush your jump. Let the oxer come to you." 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, Tally counted, letting her body relax as Cam took off. Her old instructor, Meg, used to say that the movement of the horse's jump should open the rider's knee angle and close their hip angle. It was funny how a random memory like that could pop into her head in the split second she spent in the air over a jump. "That's the ride," said Ryan. "I don't think Cam needs to do any more." "You don't either. That was great, Tally. Let him walk a couple laps on the buckle." Tally let her reins go long and rubbed Cam's neck. He let out a little snort and poked his nose out, stretching as far as he could go. "Okay, Mags, you're up. Let's try again. Just the outside line to your oxer." Tally's stomach dropped a little for her friend. Maggie's excitement over Pete the other day had been replaced with frustration in their lesson together. Maggie went to pick up the left lead canter, but Pete stepped into his right lead instead. "That happened because you're leaning," said Ryan. "Again, this isn't Joey. This horse will tell on you each time you ask for something with your body. You need to ask with your leg. Now sit straight, keep your eyes up, and outside leg hard." Pete picked up his left lead, and Maggie looked relieved. They turned toward the line, and Pete drifted to the left before Maggie steered him back to the right. "Too much hand," called Ryan. "Circle and try that again. Use mostly your legs to turn and just shift your hands left. He knows what to do, so you need to be softer in how you tell him." Tally could practically feel Maggie's frustration as she came around to the line again. This time they were straighter, but Pete had to add in an extra choppy stride at the base of the vertical before jumping it. "That's okay. You're just used to the pony stride and have to adjust to a horse stride," said Ryan. Pete had landed without much impulsion, so he and Maggie added a stride up the line. "Count your rhythm to your single. There was one less stride to the end of the line, right?" Ryan asked. Maggie nodded and turned to the oxer. "That was better, using your legs and just shifting your hands there," said Ryan. 1, 2, 1, 2. Just hold that rhythm and keep your eye up. Leave his mouth alone, and you won't add that extra stride." Maggie and Pete found a nice distance to the oxer, and Maggie looked happy to be on the other side. "There you go. A learning curve is normal, Mags. This is all good stuff. You're going to learn a lot from this horse." Tally recognized the expression on Maggie's face. Her friend looked like she was doing everything she could not to cry. Down at the barn, Mac was coming in for her lesson as Tally was packing her bag to go home. "Nice of you to ride with us today," Tally said, playfully rolling her eyes. My mom won't let me quit piano, said Mac. So I have to do a later lesson on Fridays now. How was Cam?
He's perfect, Tally said, beaming. I'm so excited to show tomorrow.
Me too. Did Maggie ride her new horse today?
I just walked past Pete's stall, but I didn't see her anywhere.
Yeah, her mom just picked her up. I think Pete is harder than she expected. They had kind of a tough lesson.
Mac wrinkled her nose and set her bag down in front of Sparkle's stall.
That sucks. It's not easy in the beginning when you're getting to know them, especially if they're not the ride you're used to.
Oh, did I tell you Joey left for his new lease this morning?
No, said Tally, glancing down the aisle toward Joey's old stall. Are you okay?
Yeah, Mac said with a nod.
Sparkle stuck his head out over the stall guard, and Mac stroked his neck. The girl who's leasing him is super nice, and she said I can come visit and bring him carrots anytime. That helps a lot. I think I'd be a lot sadder about it if he were being leased across the country or something, you know?
Tally nodded.
I'll see you at the show tomorrow? Mac asked.
Tally watched her mom pull up outside the aisle.
Can't wait. See you then.
Do you have a list of goals that you want to achieve with your horse? Are you taking time to build your mental skills in and out of the ring? There is so much information available at your fingertips with a subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. You can find riding and training advice from top judges and trainers, grooming tips to keep your horse looking their best, and health information from top veterinarians and farriers to keep your horse feeling their best. All of this information and so much more can be found in one place, delivered straight to your door, with a print subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. Subscribe at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. That's theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. To learn more about anything we've discussed on today's show, visit theplaidhorse.com. You can find show notes at theplaidhorse.com/listen. Follow The Plaid Horse on all the social medias. You can subscribe to the print edition of The Plaid Horse magazine at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. Please rate and review the podcast anywhere you listen to it. And if you enjoy this episode, please share it with your friends. I will see you at the ring.